Moncrief on News Talk.
Think of the word butler, and it will probably conjure visions of stately homes and starched collars. But like everything else, the role of the butler has changed over time. Nowadays, they're more likely to be referred to as executive butlers. Sean Davoran, who's originally from Limerick, has been a butler for 42 years. He's now butler director at the Dorchester Hotel. Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon to you.
So how did you first become a butler?
Well, I did a hospitality course, and from there I went to work in bars and restaurants, but I decided to specialise in butlering. And so I did a course in butlering for 5 weeks, and then I turned into a butler.
Oh, right. Okay. So there is an actual course in butlering. I didn't know that.
Yes, there is. Yes.
And so then... Because I would imagine it's one of those jobs, especially if you're working for a family, that it's very much based on personal recommendations and that kind of thing, because they'll have to be able to trust you. How difficult or not is it to get your first job?
Well, it's not difficult to get a job. It's building a relationship with whoever you're looking after and engaging with them and building a rapport. And I put it as the word making a good connection. You have to connect with people, because when you're personally looking after somebody like that, you have to like them, number one, and you have to respect them.
And is that always the case, that you like them and respect them?
I'm a good showman. If you don't like me, I'm going to make you like me. Let's put it that way.
Right. But that, now, is that more, Sean, in the kind of hotel context? But if, like, in the early days, if you're working for someone full time, that...
It's very difficult. If you think of the Downton Abbey days, all those days are gone.
Yeah.
People don't have that number of people anymore working for them. But it's all about you running somebody's life, making it easy. And it doesn't matter where you're in a household, because most households would have a lot of rooms. They're not small places.
Yeah.
And they're run like hotels. So hotels are really important from that point of view. And it's the same kind of system. If you're staying in one of our top suites, which is £20,000 a night, then it's your home for the time you're staying there.
And so the level of detail, is there, if you like, Sean, is there a standard level of detail that you will give to people staying in a suite? And then, of course, they might ask for things on top of that.
Well, it's very easy. You go by what the guest wants from you, and whether that's you to be full on, they'll tell you exactly. And you can be the wind beneath somebody's wing. You come in, you breeze out. And I'll tell you something, it's all about what a client wants, not what a butler wants. You are going to be directed what they want you to do.
Yeah.
And it's all about building relationships. Well, like anything in life, and especially in our industry, you want to engage with people. And you want them to feel the sense that you are their staff.
Yeah. But if, say, customers turn up and they say, can you get us tickets to some show tonight? It's on in the West End. It's completely been sold out for 6 months. Can you do that?
Everything is possible in life at a price. So don't ever think, I'm not saying we could, but there is, you can get tickets. You can get into restaurants, but you build up a relationship with those people as well to get those tickets. But there is a price to everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And you did have a client who liked to bathe in goat's milk every morning.
Oh, well, that was a long time ago. But yes, it was a supermodel, Australian, who actually, and you know, when you logically think about it, that was for her skin.
Yeah.
It was very good. At the time, I thought it was nuts, but who am I to judge anybody?
No.
And what's good for you is your choice, not my choice.
Yeah. Did you have to heat up the milk for her?
Yes, we did, of course. Let me explain the story. So the story goes that I had to send her out to find unpasteurized goat milk. In central London, there's not many herds of goats, just to let you know. But I did, at the time, send somebody to Wales to pick up this milk. If you ask me today, I know somewhere nearer to get it. But at that time, when I was asked, it was cut off the hop. I found the milk, had it ready the next morning. I had it heated in saucepans in the kitchen, and I carried it in buckets upstairs. I did feel like the old Downton Abbey butler, bringing buckets upstairs and putting it in the bath. And, you know, that's the level of service I want and the detail you go to for somebody.
Sean, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Sean DeVoren there. He's a butler director at the Dorchester, if you fancy a nice goat's milk bath.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.